Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
There is no FDA-approved COVID-19 shot available anywhere in the United States. We're going to be talking about this on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead.
You know, Matt, on September 22nd, 2021, the FDA sent a follow-up letter to the original approval letter to Pfizer Pharmaceutical Company that stated, and I quote, having concluded that revising this EUA is appropriate to protect the public health or safety under Section 564 of the Act, FDA is reissuing the August 23rd letter of authorization in its entirety with revisions incorporated to authorize for emergency use the administration of a single booster dose of Comirnaty.
Yeah, they go on to say on page 6, footnote 12 of the FDA letter, and this is very important. Mm-hmm. Although Comirnaty, parentheses, COVID-19 vaccine mRNA, close parentheses, is approved to prevent COVID-19 in individuals 16 years of age and older, and this is the key, this is from the FDA, there is no sufficient approved vaccine available for distribution to this population, period. So listen to that. We have Pfizer, Moderna, and Johnson & Johnson. Everything that you see or hear about with regards to Pfizer, obviously Moderna, and Johnson & Johnson, are under the federal law called the Emergency Use Authorization Act. That law says unequivocally that individuals have the option to accept or refuse the product, period.
They've been pushing this lie, let's put it that way. There is no approved COVID-19 shot. They've been pushing this, the government, and using the media to do so in order to push these shot mandates that we have been fighting against for, what, months now?
Yeah, exactly. So, again, the FDA says that the only one that's approved is Comirnaty's vaccine, which is BioNTech. That's not Pfizer. They specifically indicate that this BioNTech is a German company. And frankly, it's less than 10 years old. But it's a German company. It's not Pfizer. Pfizer's a different entity. And the name of the approved FDA COVID-19 vaccine is Comirnaty. Comirnaty. That's the name of it. They also say, but it's not available. So if it's not available, then you only have those things that are available under the EUA. And the EUA says you can't force this on anyone. You have to have informed consent. You can have the option to refuse, period.
Right. But just like they're trying to push this, you also have to look at there's a legal difference between these two products, one that's under authorization of emergency use and the other that's FDA approved. And it's all coming from protecting the pharmaceutical company from legal liability.
Right. Now, when you might read in the media that, well, Pfizer and BioNTech's Comirnaty are interchangeable, there's two points. The substance of those two are virtually identical. So when they say they're interchangeable, they don't mean you can pull a Pfizer vial off the shelf or a Comirnaty vial off the shelf. And since Comirnaty's FDA approved, then the Pfizer one, since it's interchangeable, is FDA approved too. No. What it means is they are interchangeable so that you can go back and look at the clinical trials of Pfizer and then use that for Comirnaty.
Right.
But then they go on to say, but the two are legally distinct. And that is the key. Pfizer's EUA, BioNTech Comirnaty is FDA approved. But so what? It's not available. You're not going to get it anywhere completely without access to it because it's not been produced.
Right. So all existing remain under the federal emergency use authorization, which means, bottom line, people have the option to accept or refuse.
Yeah, period. And that's as clear as you can be.
Right.
So
you can't force this on anyone.
You know, our lawsuit against Biden and others on behalf of the military, federal employees, and civil contractors, civilian contractors, count one is they're violating federal emergency use authorization law.
This is the government violating the law.
And
what
they know
it. Say? Yeah.
They know it.
I know.
In fact, we have information internally from certain, and we won't say where it's from, but it's people that are high up that have actually raised the same questions that we are. And they've raised them to the point to say, I don't think any of these are FDA approved. We're still under EUA. And forcing it on the military, they're saying at the highest levels, people who know, that it is an unlawful order.
So they're really treating Americans like they're dumb or something, you know?
They are knowingly violating the federal law.
The government that is there to supposed to be a, you know, protecting Americans, protecting Americans' religious freedom, is violating it.
Yeah. And in addition to that, we also not only raised the EUA in our lawsuit, but also the First Amendment and the Federal Religious Freedom Restoration Act. Mm-hmm. The Supreme Court refers to RFRA as a super statute. Super statute. And you know what? The military under Biden and his Department of Defense pretends that it doesn't exist. They're saying to the men and women of the military, there are no, capital N-O, no religious exemptions. For merely submitting a religious exemption request, they are subjecting these brave heroes to up to and including dishonorable discharge, which is unbelievable. It's the ultimate insult and betrayal.
Right. I mean, these are stellar plaintiffs we have, and they're smart. Number one, they don't want to put something that's associated with aborted fetal cells. And number two, they do their research. They read the adverse effects and the deaths that have been caused by these shots. And they're like, I don't want this in my body. I want to protect my body and my family and continue to serve my country. No way I'm going to do this.
Well, some of them have actually seen some of their colleagues in the military, males, particularly under 30, that have suffered myocarditis. Right. And the military knows about it because the military doctors did a study published in the Journal of American Medical Association, Cardiology, about that very thing. And Biden's Dr. Oster of the Task Force for COVID, he came out and said exactly the same thing.
Right.
They know. And they're forcing this on these brave heroes anyway.
Right. So, you know, a lot of people have asked, can I join in this lawsuit? Am I a part of this? Well, we cover all the branches of the military and all federal employees and all civil contractors. They're all a part of this lawsuit. We are fighting on their behalf.
So you can go to lc.org, and find right there on that red bar on the very front page, the lawsuit. Click on it. There's a press release that goes over this lawsuit. It's a massive civil rights, constitutional class action lawsuit on behalf of the military, federal employees, and federal civil contractors.
And we have a beautiful slider up there on the homepage, the number one slider. You can click on that as well.
And when you go in the press release, you can also click on the actual complaint. The complaint with the exhibits over 400 pages. And then you can also read the memo of law.
It's a stellar complaint, I must say.
It is. We spent hours and hours and hours with the 24 plaintiffs. But, you know, when Biden's directive and the DOD, they're saying that there's no religious exemptions, they're violating military law, but more importantly, they're violating the First Amendment and the Federal Religious Freedom Restoration Act.
Yeah.
And they're saying no religious exemptions. I mean, this is unlawful. You know, an order... You can be dishonorably discharged for violating a lawful order or regulation. But these are not lawful orders.
Right.
These are unlawful, and they know it.
And we have a particular client, a story you were going to share, the reason why she is standing strong against this,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, Lieutenant Colonel in the United States Marines. She was brutally raped when she was younger. Joined the Marines to try to maybe change her life. She aborted the baby. She hated herself. She rose up through the ranks, and now she's a lieutenant colonel in the U.S. Marines.
She's come to Christ since then.
She met another Marine, married him. He led her to Christ, and that's where her healing began.
Oh, that's awesome.
She is very pro-life. Mm-hmm. She will not inject anything in her body that has anything to do with the murder of innocent children.
Right. And all these plaintiffs have similar stories. They do not want to be a part of this.
No, so she's drawn a red line in the sand,
right,
and she's not going to cross it. She's a stellar plaintiff, one of many. Go to lc.org, lc.org. If you need help, click the Legal Help tab.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. Become an active partner of Liberty Counsel and make a difference in your community, lc.org.